A warm welcome back to the Sunday World Engage podcast. My name is Mbalenhle Zuma, and today we have an interesting guest. She's a actress, fashion designer, and she's a musician. Her name is Lunathi Mampofu, and many of you are familiar with her. And she's currently playing the role of Zoleka on Inimba, which is currently on Mzansi Magic. So let's sit down and speak to her and celebrate her work and her contributions into the entertainment industry. Welcome, Lunathi. My name is Mbalenhle. I don't want to introduce you, so I want you to introduce yourself.
Injani
Yes.
Naland. All right, hi Mbali. Mbalenhle. Thank you so much for having me. Lunathi Mampofu, Eastern Cape born actress, mother, entrepreneur. Let me just say all round creative and yeah. Yeah, I think that's about it for now. Yeah, I don't want to go too deep, right? It's chilled.
Okay,
Yeah.
so your character Emma on the River was quite a game changer, you know. How did stepping into such a complex character who is also competitive shape your approach to acting?
Wowzers. First and foremost, and yeah, Emma's is never gonna end. Hey, like I'm always gonna be asked about Emma. It was one of my favorite characters for sure to play. One of the most challenging characters to play as well. And I think to cut the story short, I was blessed to work with a very amazing cast and production at large. Chetsa Pictures is amazing. And they were nice enough to walk me through the character and help mold me into the character Emma, because she's quite vulgar. She's quite a strong character. She has quite outspoken character, and characteristics like it, they were quite bold, you know. And now personally, I'm quite introverted. I'm like, I make fun when I'm like you saw just before we met. I like to make fun and just chill and trying to be calm in the situation, and that's me, Lunathi Mampofu. I'm very introverted, so and a PK as well. My dad's a pastor, so swearing and all those things were kind of out of my vocab, and I was not the type of character that who Emma was. So what it did for me, who Emma Renshia, is that she made me a bolder person. She opened up a door that I had always wanted to open up for Ulunat. But you know, of being able to speak to people and being able to be more expressive and being able to be more free around you. I think that's one thing that Emma Renshia had done for me. Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
she was quite a character,
She's
and
amazing.
yeah. So you've portrayed different roles, you know, such as Zikhona, Manikazi, Brenda, and Fatal Seduction. I saw you on Nandi in Disaster Holiday, and currently you're Zoleka on Inimba. So which role has been like the most challenging?
Come on, guys.
Besides Emma, because you said
Yeah.
yes.
I would actually say, surprisingly enough, it would be Unandi. It's unexpected because it's a comedy. It's nice, it's light, it's whatnot. But I had never done comedy before. So there's just a feeling in you when you're doing comedy that you need to make people laugh and you have to be funny. And it's just a completely different space to do a comedy rather than being dramatic. This is what our society is used to, i drama, ucaphuka, uthuka, and all of those things. But doing the complete opposite, you find that is actually more difficult, and because it's something that is not common for us to do, number one. And number three, comedy. One of my acting teachers always said, if you can do comedy, you can do anything, you know. So for me, that was one of the most challenging, and as a performer, it was one of the most challenging roles. And then there was also Brenda, Fatal Seduction. I mean, guys, to be half naked on screen and watched by your parents, your daughter, you know, like obviously she's going to be like, oh, mom, there's your show, even if she's not watching it. Like, that's something she's going to see like in years to come and stuff like that. And I'm a PK, like I said, so so now you just think, oh my gosh, like everyone is seeing my bums and my, you know, whatever. So that was one of the most challenging, because it was one of the first, I mean, we do intimacy scenes consistently, but it was one of the first where we all kind of threw ourselves in there and allowed the craft to do what it needed to do to present the characters. But it was not easy. It was quite mentally taxing experience for all the actors on Fatal Seduction. Yeah.
Yeah, there were so many sex scenes on that show. And then, so with the Disaster Holiday.
Yes.
Your character, you played the role like of a stepmom. How was that for you?
I've been a stepmom in real life. So I have had the experience of dating someone who had children. And at first, I've never had an issue with it. I never had an issue with it when it happened. Until you are in the situation and see how it affects the moms of the children and the children and all of that. So I had to take that experience that I had experienced there, which was a beautiful but challenging experience, and bring it onto the show to make it make sense, so that it's truthful and it's honest to the character that I'm playing. So it was triggering, because some of the things I think I never actually healed from and had dealt with. But I think through having that experience in real life and playing it within the character itself and putting those two worlds together has given me a bigger and better perspective in how I do things, should I be in a situation like that going forward, you know. But I love kids. I'm not a typical mom, like mommy mom. I mean, I'm a cool boyish mom. So I expect my child to be independent, boyish, and cool like me. So I don't do things the conventional way. And I think it's also, there's a lot of dynamics being a single mom majority of your life and of the child's life, sorry. And all of that, iyakushapa in terms of how ukhulisa ngayo umntana wakho. You know, so I'm not fazed by, like, I love kids. So it was fun. It was really beautiful being in that. And Kenneth is amazing. the kids were amazing. So it was just a beautiful experience. It was as beautiful and fun as it looked on screen.
Okay. I mean, your work spans from television, film, and theater.
Yes.
So how do you adapt your acting, like, style across these different mediums?
Acting is acting, I think. You know, I haven't done theater since I was in the States studying that side. And it's been a while. I mean, that's like, what, 2013, 2014, if I'm not mistaken. So, theater, it's something that I'd really want to get into. But acting is acting. As long as you're being truthful to whatever it is that you're doing in that moment and being honest enough to make sure that whatever reads for the, not even for the people, but for you. Because once it's honest to you, it's definitely going to read honestly to the people that are watching it. The different adaptations would be, obviously, it's real life. Yeah, so I'm speaking to the people here. I'm performing for the people here. So there's no ground for mistakes. There's there's no second takes. There's none of that. So, yeah, that's basically the difference between the two. But I'm always truthful to every type of medium, of whether it's performance, whether it's even this. I feel like you need to be as genuine and as honest as you can be.
Which one for you do you think is the most rewarding?
The most rewarding?
Yes, for you.
For me personally, I think on screen. Theater is rewarding now, and it's beautiful now. But the only problem for me is the fact that it's for 50 people. You know what I mean? But on screen, is you can be dealing with issues and now changing people's lives all the way across the world. So that's what's rewarding for me. That's why I do what I do. That's why I'm passionate about what I do, is because I'm doing it to change lives and, you know, heal people and to have therapy for them and myself, to things that I've never dealt with.
Okay. And then you mentioned that you also studied in the States. So you studied here and the States.
Yes.
So how did that shape or change your perspective into storytelling and performance?
Guys, the school is a school.
No.
It is, though.
No.
No, for me, like, I feel like I went to AFTA, and, you know, AFTA Cape Town, and then from AFTA Cape Town, I did AFTA Joburg, and then I went to New York Film Academy, and there was no difference. You know, what you do when, as the person to get the information, is what matters and is what makes a difference as school. Because but we're not going to get the same out of it. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
So for me, school has always been what I put into it rather than just what I receive. I went to AFTA, Dafunda. When I went to New York Film Academy, my teachers were actors in the States who needed to go to auditions halfway through class. So because I had gone to school, I could be the teacher for the day. You know, they would ask me to be like, oh, Lunati, since you've done this, can you please teach the class about this? Can you please do this? So for me, it was more of...
gaining experience.
An experience.
Yeah.
It was more of an experience. I mean, I think more than anything, I walk away with the teachers and what they taught me, how they taught me to be as a performer and an actor, even more than the medium itself, in terms of what I learned. Yeah.
Okay. And then you've also, if I'm not mistaken, you've worked as a casting director in Los Angeles and also in Cape Town.
Yes.
So having behind the scenes, like, experience, how has it impacted the way you approach your roles as an actress?
It's important to know all the disciplines as an actor, as a videographer or cinematographer, as a makeup artist, as all the different disciplines, because we are the same thing, one and the same thing. I always say in life, abantu, work, whatever, it's fun and I mean, this is the cinematographer, photographer, actor, this. But in order for us to make a hand that is working, which is this part of the hand, sisebenze, sifunctionishe sonke isandla, you kind of have to work together. So for me, that's what it helped with. It helped me understand working with my face, working with my eyes, how big I need to be, how close the camera needs to be onto my face, how much do I need to do. It made me understand when the camera is moving and everything like that, not to worry about it in my space and just perform for the audience, you know, and all of that. So it really helped me because in dance, looking, I was constantly around people auditioning. And when you are auditioning people, you have to be focused on what they are doing, number one. So it taught me focus. It taught me being more diligent than I think I could have been if I didn't do that. Like, I go out of my way to read random scripts so that I can understand why they made those choices. You understand, in terms of performance and how it was written and how we place it from the writings phase to now the on-screen phase. So that's things that people don't do. But when you go to an audition, when I was in the States, I was blown away with actors who would come into the room and they've got sides, like the normal sides that we get here in South Africa to read a script. But by reading the sides and knowing who the production house that is going to be shooting this thing, already they did the research of who the producer is, who the cinematographer they usually work with, who the directors they work with, who da 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 da. So by the time they walk into the audition space, they are the character. They've done enough research. Unlike us, abafumana mhlambi apa South Africans, we get the script now, Rosebank, you're going to audition. And the only information that you can is just the writing. You don't even have enough time
to prepare,
to dissect it. We dissect and whatever, and know who the director is and producer. So now it made me hungrier. It made me want more from this industry outside of just the surface things that we get.
Okay. It's a great move. I mean, like you're diversifying yourself.
You have to.
Okay. And then your famous character of Benny on the Queen resonated with so many people.
Benny.
What was it like just bringing such a layered,
And
troublesome character to life?
can I be honest? Upeni for me was like okay, this sounds bad, but it was like I was nervous. I had just come back from the States not so long, so it was one of the first few characters that I had the privilege of playing, and Ndansoyika most of the time because I had to play alongside Zolisa Xaluva, who I'd always watched Nako Generations and felt like he was an amazing, and he still is like one of the biggest actors. Working for Ferguson's was a huge deal. They were on my vision boards while I was abroad. But if I ever come back to South Africa, Chedza, The River, all of these shows would be. So I was more nervous. I knew that it was going to be a short-lived character. It wasn't going to be a long character. But it was more Lunati on screen. Does that make sense?
Was it you
It
showing your
was,
naughty side
yeah. Do you understand what I mean? It was me.
that
And I also had like the Solisas who were just like, ah, dog, you're more rough. You're like, And yeah, it was more experimenting than the realistic aspect of Bakuthandiyayazi. It's not like I didn't know how to perform or I didn't know what I was doing, but I was too nervous to be present. So it was more the support of, Mr. Ferguson, would just be like, dude, I think this would be so cool because you're such a tomboy and I think this could work, but I just want you to be gangster now,
Do you feel like Benny brought out the tomboy in
No, I've always been like this. I've always been the tomboy. I'm just becoming more ladylike as I go, as I grow up. Dude, no, like I love comfort. I love to be chilled. And Tando Foster, I must look pretty. Like it's like managers, like ah, dude, go put makeup. I'm like, why? You know what I mean? Like if I had it my way, and not to disrespect people, but like I don't always feel like I just want to be me, like this, chilled.
And it's okay.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Because I mean, imagine if you're all dolled up, we see you at the mall and like, who the hell is this? We
Kubani,
can't
Lord.
even
And do you
recognize
know
you
what's
without
crazy is that
makeup.
people recognize me more without makeup than with makeup. But they see me on screen with makeup. It's weird.
It
This goes to show.
is. So you've been part of a lot of major South African productions like Kings of Joburg and Shadow. What is it like contributing to the growing global visibility of South African stories?
It's great. It is great. That's all I want. I came back to South Africa because of that. It wasn't because, I mean, obviously, kwakukho monetary issues and whatnot, because I had been that side for some time. I'm not the only child. My parents were helping me out where they could. But the real and honest reason why I came back was that it was so nice to see the international side of things. And then I was just like, you are a grain of sand amongst I don't know how many other people from different parts of the world that are trying to do this. So why not come back and make a difference this side, with the little experience that you've got in that side, and then take those stories and then take them back up or create them here and expose them that side. So I've always been umntana wasekhaya, like umntana wobuntu, umntana understanding. By the way, this is we've got too much talent here. That's why the Viola Davises are coming here and everyone is coming to shoot in South Africa because they acknowledge that the talent is here, the country is here, the beauty is here. And I'm just talking our beauty, but the
The
beauty
beauty of
of
the
the people
country.
and the country itself. So I love being a part of that. I want to do more of that, even personally, with my productions and stuff like that. That's where I go. I'm trying to go. So yeah, I'm grateful to be able to have a couple of international productions under my belt.
So do you think like collaborating with like major industry giants like the Fergusons on the Queen, what do you think has been the most valuable lesson you've learned from working with such experienced teams, as you just mentioned now that you're looking into doing your own thing. So how has that, what have you learned from
It's
working with
possible.
such people?
It's possible. Anything is possible. I think in life, and we're just always constantly putting blocks in front of our faces, thinking that is news and this is a matter. And you know, it's so far-fetched, and you can't reach it. And I think in every single production, I always make it a point to go and spend time with an executive producer or bring them closer to me and have these small conversations. And all of them have always been like, "Wena, people are sleeping on you. Wena, you can do this. Wena, you can do that." And it's not just, nah, I truly believe everything. I like, Wonkumtu has an opportunity to do whatever they want to do. It's a matter of just taking the necessary steps. So one thing that I've learned from Patu, from Shona Ferguson, from even the bigger actors, is just like, take the step and, you know, make things happen. You know, Nabo, they started in positions and situations where they didn't think that they could. I come to Kala saying a billion. Do you understand? No one starts like that. Everyone starts hobo losing, borrowing money here, doing this, doing that.
Unless you were, what do they call
A
it? A
Nepo baby.
nanny. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we can't, even the Nepo baby, yeah, came as the man.
But you're getting money because of who
Yeah,
you're
but okay, give
associated
me a
with.
Nepo baby production house that started as Nepo, with like Nepo don-dons here in South Africa.
I don't know.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Abantu Babengenamali, but I'm saying that they started somewhere. Even if you can have money, if you don't have the mind, and in order to have the mind, you need to learn the creativity from someone else. Do you understand? So it just takes you taking a step to do something, you know, to lead you to where you need to be.
Okay. So apparently, besides acting,
Andamoyiko, apparently.
you're a talented singer.
Oh, hey, what?
A singer.
Guys, not Gwelani. Who said that?
Heard apparently you like gospel or opera.
No,
Yes.
no. I grew up at church. We grew up singing gospel at church, obviously, as a PK. And at school, I used to sing. I used to sing the opera and all of that. I traveled around the world. That's where I fell in love with acting, actually. I fell in love with being on stage, singing, and watching people react and feel because of what I was. That was coming out of our mouths. So that's literally what unlocked performance in me, because I was just like, what? Abelungu, base Europe, baya khala, bakhala. And I was young. I think it's like grade 9, grade 8. Like, so to be abroad and people are feeling because of what you are doing, I didn't know that this medium was that powerful. I wasn't aware of it at that time. And the most I had gotten was that Sasanet DVD store, Ekai, you know, TV, don't,
Any
yeah,
DVD?
DVD store,
Yes.
yes. So we had that, and I was always passionate and loved to watch movies and stuff, but I didn't know that. I knew how they made me feel, I knew how listening to All Westlife made me feel, but I didn't think that it was possible for me to do it. And that's what I've been doing for the last 20, 30, 20 decades.
So you if like, correct me if I'm wrong, you've traveled a lot since you were young.
Yes, because of trauma.
So is that why you're not really out there like in the public space? Like
Yes.
you strike me as someone who's like kind of like an introvert,
I am.
because I've never seen you posting
The club. No,
going on a
no,
vacation,
no, no,
whatever, that
no.
type of stuff.
No.
I didn't even know that you're a mom.
That's good. Don't put that in the podcast. I'm joking.
Yeah, so how do you actually keep your private life private away from, the space?
I don't have to work hard to do that. It's you give out what you want people to see and hear. Do you understand? And I don't know how people do it, because like, I'm always like, as a performer, you give up so much of yourself already. You know, and I'm not talking about what people watch, but it's what you go through on set. like if I'm shooting a rape scene and Bendy Rechi were growing up, that's something that you need to disclose. Do you understand? That's the sensitivity of being on set with people and, you know, supporting each other. So even though Shuta is in Gaemarenshiya and I've been molested at a younger age, production needs to know. Production needs the crew to know.
Yes, to
And do you
provide you the
understand
necessary
the
support.
safety and the support for it? And then on top of that, Upinayongo, and when you're playing it, you are playing it from that place. Do you understand? So we give up so much of ourselves. And then podcasting, media, and then whatever. All. So you're constantly in the public, like,
You're reliving it.
you have to be hugging and loving people and doing whatever, not have to, but you need to, because you are who you are because of these people. You understand? So for me, it's not fair. It's not fair for me to then overshare. Oh my God, I just went through a breakup. You know, like, isn't as a guy as a person, like I keep what I need to keep, and then I release what I need to release to the public to share. But I don't think it's something that I have to do in order to get grace from people to be like, okay, she's who we want her to be. You know, my craft should speak for myself. And my heart, the people that get to engage with it and experience it.
So I your fashion sense is quite interesting. Have you designed some
I
of your
design
own
most of my
clothes?
stuff, including what I'm wearing.
And then
Yeah.
take me through your creative process.
Is there one?
I don't know, like what inspires you to just come up with, you know?
I just love clothes. There's tanda guys in Bata. Like I feel like I can't walk out of the room or the space in Ikaya without wearing what I feel like for that moment. So majority of Mbatha's, I will connect with the designer or you know, our brothers there, and be like, Ntwana, just hook me up with this thing. I want the blazer, I want this, I want that, and want that. I want to feel like this. It's more about feeling than about the look of it. I was brought up by mom though, and who's loved clothes, who never wanted to look like anyone. So she kind of instilled that in my mind as well, that you must always be different, you must always feel different, and your outfits and your clothes should speak to how you feel. Super uncomfortable, go humba. That's why you never see me wearing high heels, you know, like
So
because.
what happens when you, sorry to cut
Yeah.
you, but what happens when you're like wardrobe
In
on
character.
set? Yes, what
That's not
happens
me.
then? Oh, so you're
Oh
comfortable with
no. I will
it.
wear those. No, I won't. But I've fought with wardrobe so many times. Ben Foster, my movie heels, isn't I don't know how women wear these things, bro. But anyway, I try myself to, I try to not mix Ulunati when it comes to the moment I walk out of my house in the morning to getting into the car when I start prepping and reading my scripts. It's Ulunati is at home.
Okay, so how do you balance your acting life and your personal life and prioritize self-care
Senzi.
in all that?
His cushions, they hard. No, but it's hard, really. I'm not gonna lie, it's hard. But I think the only thing that keeps me sane is God and my daughter and my family. And those three aspects in my life are the only aspects that I'm not gonna lie and say are the most important to me personally, you know. And luckily enough, sonke sikhule around those, you know, those things are intertwined. And with God, you have peace of mind, you have more understanding, and you are able to go through life and things without being too anxious about what you haven't done and what you should have done and how you should have done is into. My daughter, I went in Kulisa, so, which, you know, it's also been difficult as a single parent, which is
You're
Uzoleka, basically. Like, you know what I mean?
reliving.
Like, I find this character so crazy because, like, she is exactly what's happened in my life, you know? And Umntanami have brought her up to be so independent, which I feel like sometimes is a selfish decision to make. But I didn't have another choice because kunyanzelekile abe independent, kunyanzeleka azozimela. She needs to be able to be more understanding and know that this is what mom is doing. This is the time it takes for mom to do this thing in order for us to live, to survive, to breathe. I mean, to have the life that we want to have, you know. But I do also give moments to her to remind her that she's a child. And we go on our dates, we go on our times together with the dog, and we go to the park and we walk, whatever it is that she likes. But I do the best that I can. But I don't betelela myself for not accomplishing those things, because this is what a mother is supposed to look like. This is what looks a balanced home is supposed to look like, you know. So I don't put too many expectations on myself and on anyone who's close to me. When it comes to balancing my personal, and it's hard though.
Yeah.
It's a jolly buffet. Kunzima. Kuraf. Kutaf. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's tough. Like, it's.
Okay, Shuti, it's an entertainment industry thing.
It is. It's bad. Kuraf.
So, winning awards, like you won at the Royalty Soapy Awards, must have been a proud moment for you.
Yes.
So how do you celebrate these certain milestones that happened in your life? And what do they mean to you as an artist?
I want to make this one shorter. They mean a lot because you pray for these things, you put them up on billboards, on your little boards, and you know, to say this is an award that I want to pray. And I mean, when one day, and when you win it and you go back to your vision board and you see, oh my God, this was me 2 years ago. It was on my vision board to say, this is what I want. And you get it. It's a life-changing experience. But I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't given myself time to celebrate it because it's the typical, you constantly wanting more and wanting more and wanting more, and not necessarily awards, but wanting work or working at that time when you are, you know. I remember when I won those awards, I was out of work.
You were not working. So you were broke.
I was very broke. I had just lost an apartment, a house, a car. Did go out and see Indlu. Nobody a week before. I mean, Indlu, Nemoto. That's what I'm trying to say to you, the fact that we go through things. I had just sold my car just to take my child back home and go home and be in a safe space.
And what car were you using?
What if I beetle?
No, I'm not saying which brand. Like, you sold your car as a sacrifice so that
I sold it. I sold. I moved out of my apartment house, the way I was staying. Damn, and a week later, kwangeni call because I've just won 2 royalty awards against the top actors in South Africa, and I was like, God, kantunjani? Like, I'm crying now. Like, ndiyakhala. You understand? Because I don't have anything. And then you put this in my face, you'd be like. So it's for me, I didn't even have the time to celebrate it. I was excited, I was happy, but I was too emotional about the state that I was in at that time.
Sure. That must have been something else. Like,
it's crazy.
We are Goisha, but there's something.
Goa. You know what going is? I walked into my mom and dad's room and I was like, mommy, they say I just want to award. They are calling him this. Because I'm just like, what to mommy, I'm born to God will constantly show up. And in the moments, no one is not showing up with monetary things, but to show you that, baby, come down, I'm here. Give me some time.
So you kind of like, you would say you relate whatever stories that artists are crying about, saying they're losing their houses, losing their whatever, all
if
of that.
If you haven't gone through that yet, Hashem, like I'm not. Some of us more than once. More than once. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It's really okay.
It's just that you need to be, business minded also.
You have to be business minded and take your time with yourself, guys. This life thing is life, right? Enjoy it, live it, experience the ups and the downs so that you know what. Otherwise, baba singagogo kwezi laws. So fundani. Like, what is it that we're supposed to be? In order for me to be here today and know that I must never go through that again, as an actor, I need to save.
Yes.
You know, now I need to be able to do other business ventures that are going to do this, do that. So it's a lesson. You know, cutting us, it's like your whole world is ending when we go through. And it is. It's uncomfortable, but siyafunda.
Because you're in the public space too.
And then a low expectation, your family is like, yo, lo bevele America. Kung yagdala. Ubuyeleni kona. Like, what? Ubuyeleni. Now for us. You know, those are things we put ourselves through, all those unnecessary stresses that we're not even supposed
like
to be
comparing
worrying about, and
yourself.
Comparing ourselves to people for what?
Because we're in different seasons as people.
That's it, Mandy.
Yeah. So let me ask you some fun questions.
Mm-hmm, please. Good deep.
If you could star in a remake of any classic South African or international film, which would you choose? And what role would you play?
A remake of any South African and international.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go international first, because South African, I'm going to have to really think.
Mm-hmm.
International, I'd love to do classical, any.
Mm-hmm. Any.
I've always wanted to do multiple personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a movie called Split, where he has like 9 or 11 personalities, and basically the movie is basically just him and playing different characters, and he's net disorder. Personalities is a difference. Even if it's 3 personalities, I think I'd like to do that.
So you think you'd be able to pull off what's that character that Bonko plays
exactly on Red Ink.
On Red Ink, yes. And also on Netonga.
Yes. Netonga now. That's what I think, if that's where I want to take my performance levels to now, is like seeing, because most of the characters I've played, I want something different. Like something that is completely different to who Ulunati is, like a nerd that twitches and does, you know what I mean? Like funny things. Tinafe South Africa, sidlala siyagwazana xa
siyathukana.
Siyadublana, siyathakathana.
Yes.
But you're still a person, you're still, there's nothing exciting where you are walking with a limp, or, you know what I mean? If you're US, once you're Mhlekane, people see you as that. You're going to be cast as that. I don't care for looking pretty. Anyway, I wonder why I'm feminine. If you act,
okay.
So, yeah.
So what's a behind-the-scenes moment from any one of your projects? Maybe a funny blooper or a heartfelt memory-like moment that you'll never forget?
That I will never forget? One. I think it was when Emma was pregnant. There's a video that we did on set with, and I was given this belly, and I was so excited to be pregnant. Like, I'm so wanting a child right now. Like, I'm broody. So, and I think I've been broody for a very long time because I wanted a child. So I had the stomach and I kept on playing with it. And they captured that thing, and it was the funniest thing. And it's been on social media. It's just funny. It's that. There's quite a lot, guys. I love the people that I've had the privilege to work with. Because kunzima setting, it's not always an easy environment to be in. There's a lot of energies that you feel and you go through, especially as an empath and someone who's quite open and spiritual, you know. So I need to say that I've been blessed to be on sets that are just fun. And open, you know. Yeah, so most of it's a blooper every day. Like, especially like now on Enimba, it's crazy. Like, it's heaven on earth.
Okay. So if you could have dinner with any actor or filmmaker, past or present, who would it be? And what would you ask them?
Past. Past or present? Or filmmaker? Oh, guys, that's tricky. One person.
Okay,
Like,
two, yeah,
I'm trying to
two.
think.
Okay, two.
I'm gonna make it light. I mean, I wanna ask Tuso, how are things, bruh? You know, Tuso's my sister, she's same agent, what, and just be like, you know, you've taken our country into a completely different level as an actor. And we look up to you and we appreciate what you are doing for us and you know your craft and where you've taken it and the beautiful and big things that you are doing. You inspire us on a daily basis. How does that make you feel? Because she's opened up a portal for us. I don't even think it's necessary for me to go to the American people. And numerous ones of us, you know, but how does it feel? And what are you doing to keep your mind where it is and to keep motivated and to like the questions that you are asking me here, I'd really love to know from Tuso, because I put her there in the same level as all those international people. It doesn't, she's them. She's a part of them now, you know.
Okay. And then what's a quote, mantra, or a piece of advice that keeps you grounded and motivated, whether in your career or your personal life?
I'm very simple. It's okay. It's okay. I've beat myself so much about so many different things in my life. Where I am, I'm almost 40, like in a year and a half. Like, and there were things that I was expecting to be have achieved at that time. Being a single parent, decisions that I've made. Even with my work, I rewatch my work and I'm like, why did I make that choice? You know, I'm so judgmental of myself and how I go about things and do things. And I just want people to actually just know that it's okay. You know, it's okay that you've gone through this. It's okay that you didn't walk around this way of the table or you chose this path. It's okay that you didn't go under, you jumped. You know what I mean? I think for me, that's just a lesson that I wish I could impart in every single person, Jake. That's why we are going through all the things we're going through in life and basically committing suicide, you know, because we don't think that whatever decisions that we're making are meant to actually happen in our lives. So I want you to, and to all the mothers out there, have, you know,
Angus.
but anyway, no, Happy Mother's Day. No, but on the real, it's okay, guys. It's okay. And the three P's: persistence, be passionate, and be patient with you. Be patient with yourself, and know that it's okay.
Okay. Thank you so
We're not.
much, Mina. Yes.
No, I'm really interested to know.
You're putting pressure on me.
Imagine me.
What do I keep
Yeah.
myself?
Yeah. What do you want to say to the people out there? I'm interested to know.
Okay, so what keeps me going, honestly? Like I've just come from like a very dark place. So what keeps me going is I set goals for myself.
Nice.
Like going to work for me, it's an achievement. Waking up is
It
an
is, and a
achievement,
blessing.
you know. So at this moment, that's what's currently keeping me going. But
Afloat.
like, yeah, so because I'm still
Yeah.
like recovering.
It's okay. Come here, give me a
I think
hug.
I'm taking
Oh, and it's okay.
it. Thank you.
See?
Yeah. So
No,
thank
thank
you
you
for
so much.
joining us. I'm sure a lot of people will resonate with your story and will get to know you better. I tried to touch there and
Everything
here
yeah, we
and
want to
there.
tongue personally. Hey,
Here
that's
and
just thank you.
there. Yeah.
Thank you.
So we look forward to see what you have for
Yeah.
us. I'm actually trying to catch up on Inimba, so I'm very interested to see
Please watch that.
how the story is going to play out,
Please watch
you
that.
know.
Please
So
watch
thank you
that.
so much.
Thank you so much, guys. Catch me on Inimba on Mondays on channel Mzansi Magic Channel 161 at 9 p.m. every weekday. Hit me up. Guys, nizofunda kakhulu kunimba. Please watch it. It's very conversational. Mm. There's a lot of conversation that's coming out of that show.
Yeah. Thank you so much, you guys. So don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment, and share. See you in the next one.